Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
This is the Make It Right podcast, a show where we talk about the challenges, changes, opportunities, and technologies that are impacting manufacturing. Kevin Snook is an advisor to manufacturing leaders around the world, and he's worked in the industry for more than three decades. Last week, he was my guest, and he joins me again this week. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Janet.
So, Kevin, I'd like to get your take on some of the technologies, changes, and challenges in the industry that could have an impact in 2019. And I'd like to talk to you about blockchain, because I know we touched on it just a little bit last week. So there was an article in Forbes magazine in late October that said that blockchain's greatest potential to deliver business value is in manufacturing. Thanks to the increased visibility, it can enable entirely new manufacturing business models. So from what you're seeing, what impact is blockchain having on manufacturing? Or is it having a manufacturing impact yet?
I don't see it having a lot of impact right now. There's a lot of trial projects going on around the world. And I think Forbes nailed it there with the idea around visibility or transparency into organizations. That to me is a huge leap forward. If you look at any manufacturing process where we're bringing in products from suppliers, we've got to make sure that they're being transported effectively so that when they get into the factories, they're in good condition. Then we need to make sure that through the factories, they're being transformed in the right way. And then we want to make sure that they're going from that factory directly to where they're supposed to be going in the right condition. That's traditionally been an area that's almost like a black box for manufacturing. And we want to be able to bring great visibility and transparency into every one of those processes so that you can trace components, you can trace foodstuffs, you can trace things through the entire process and know that, first of all, there's not going to be any waste in the system. Secondly, the quality throughout that process is maintaining the standards that it's designed to maintain. And so that visibility into the system, I think, is going to be critical.
Mm-hmm. I know that I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but probably about a month ago, just in early December, there was a problem with romaine lettuce in the United States and Canada. People were getting really sick from this one batch of romaine lettuce, and shops across the continent were taking this product out of the stores. Anything that had romaine lettuce in it was coming out. And my understanding of what blockchain can do is that if blockchain was in place for this, they would have been able to go along and go, okay, it's exactly this batch from this place and this farm, and that's where the problem is. And they had been able to drill down pretty close and figure out kind of the area where it came from. But still, the entire romaine lettuce market was obliterated for probably about 2 weeks here in North America. So this is something that kind of visibility blockchain is going to bring us. That's my understanding anyway.
Absolutely. And there are some systems in place at the moment where you can trace back, but it takes a lot of time. And I think that's where the major challenge is. I heard that a typical recall or the average recall from a major supplier these days is costing about $8 million.
Wow.
With that $8 million, if you can invest that up front and make sure that not only are you not getting that loss because of a recall, but you don't get the loss of trust and support from your customers and your consumers, that's really critical, because these types of recalls can kill a business overnight. And so we need to make sure that there are preventative ways, measures that we can put in place to stop these things happening. And blockchain, again, I think there's a lot of confusion about blockchain around what is it really. And if you try to simplify it, it's really about how you can track and trace something at every step of a process. And it's fantastic in manufacturing. And I was really pleased to see that that Forbes had called that out as manufacturing as a huge opportunity area. And I would say that it's still in that opportunity phase. People are doing trial projects. I've talked to some consultants around the world as well, and they're saying that they've seen a lot of people trying to apply blockchain, but they haven't actually seen it paying back yet. And I think there's gonna be a period of investment, a period of trial programs before we actually get to use it in the way that is most effective.
Right. And I guess like you say, people just have to kind of get a grasp on exactly what the technology can do. A number of our guests over the last year have talked about cost reduction, process improvement, changes in consumer behavior and demand. And one of them was Donza Leggett, who's the VP Global Manufacturing Excellence at General Mills. And I thought he said something really interesting, and it surprised me the impact it had. But he said, how consumers are eating now, they're eating differently, and that has had a huge impact on their business. So are you seeing similar changes in other segments of the industry that, like, consumers are just making demands or have changed, and that has really changed their industry?
Yeah, I'm seeing that in pretty much every industry that I touch as a consultant. So foods, obviously, there's people with all different types of opportunities to personalize their diets now. And so, you know, if you're talking about paleo diets, you're talking about, you know, low carb, high protein diets, you're talking about all different types of things. People want to see that reflected in the foods that are available for them. And I think that's what Donzel was targeting. One thing that is always going to be there is change. But the rate of change is increasing rapidly. Mm-hmm. And consumers are incredibly knowledgeable now around what's available for them in different parts of the world. And so they're not just going to the local supermarket and buying from there. You know, they're ordering online, and it could be from around the country or from around the continent. And so they are getting very used to the ability to find a wide variety of things. And that's not only in foods. You know, I'm working with a company at the moment that's in electronic products. And, the demand for change in the electronics industry is massive as well, because not only are the consumers' expectations changing, but the technology, you know, the underlying technology is changing so fast that this rapid turnover of products, rapid innovation is critical. And so there's, I just realized that I've said critical so many times today. And that kind of sums up manufacturing in a way, because, you know, you're always looking for that new edge, that new innovation, and change is inevitable, but the speed of change is amazing. And, one of the things that we have to be able to do is to respond to that. We don't want to be reacting to every new thing that's out there, but we do want to be in a position where the organization itself can respond and adapt and do that in an agile manner, you know, where it's really quickly being able to bring in new ideas and transfer those into results for the company.
Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot in the last year about waste reduction. It's been a driver for change for manufacturers to help them reduce costs. So is cost reduction still that main goal for waste reduction, or is environmental impact playing an increasing role yet?
That really depends on the country. I would say it's not even on the continent level at the moment. It's still on a country level. Country by country, the demands from environmental side are different. So there are certainly some countries that are very heavily working on environmental concerns, and reducing waste is a major factor. The majority of countries are still doing it in order to save cost. And actually, processes to reduce waste are the same either way. What we want to be doing is, you know, using a very good, you can look at lean manufacturing, for example. You want to be identifying the wastes throughout the process and then targeting them one at a time and looking at creative ways to eliminate that waste. But whether it's done for environmental concerns or whether it's done for cost saving, the approach is pretty much the same.
Right. Okay. I got one last question for you, but I want to ask this because I think that I've read some articles recently that staffing is a problem in manufacturing. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but do we have an aging workforce? Are young people coming into the industry? Where is staffing right now in manufacturing? What are the challenges?
Yeah, there was a big article in the UK in 2018 around a challenge to bring new people into the workforce, young people into the workforce. And I see that around the world. Manufacturing is not considered a desirable place to work. And I think that's a major issue. People are seeing manufacturing as kind of, okay, I got to go and work at a factory because I can't find something, you know, more interesting or more creative to do. And I think there's a role of people in manufacturing to change that perception. If you actually think around manufacturing, it's an incredibly creative environment to work in. Not necessarily if you're packing things into a box at the end of a production line. I know that there are challenges in manufacturing and automation, et cetera, are removing some of those challenges. What we do need to do is show young people that throughout the manufacturing business, there's some incredibly inspiring and creative types of roles that you can do. And you're taking the natural products and then converting them into something that people desire and that people need to improve their lives. And there's so many different roles and functions and, from your finance department to your QA department to your engineering department to your, operations planning department, so many different skill sets, so many different types of skills and abilities and opportunities for young people that we need to be talking that with them and attracting them to the business. Because there's no doubt about it, when change is happening as fast as it is at the moment, we need young people with new minds and new ideas and new concepts to be feeding that energy and vibrancy into the manufacturing world.
And I think young people think differently too. So they can look at a problem that we've probably looked at for the longest time and go, oh no, just do it like this. It'll be blah, blah, blah. It'll be easy. And then you kind of go, oh yeah, why didn't we think of that? Because I've worked with a couple of young fellows recently and it's like, oh, you think completely different than I do. And that's a good point.
They've grown up in a completely different world. I was talking to my kids the other day and I was searching on Google for an answer to a problem. And they said, why don't you use YouTube? And I said, well, YouTube's all about videos. And I said, wait. And they took over my computer and they had looked through 10 videos in about 4 or 5 minutes. And I mean, they had accessed the videos, listened to what the person was saying, figured out whether we were going to be able to get the answer from that video, skipped through it, and gone through about 10 videos until they found the answer that I was looking for the problem. And I would never even have considered approaching finding the answer in that way, but it's so natural for them. And so absolutely, the people who have grown up in a different environment, in a different world, can see problems with a different set of eyes. That's where we get the creative solutions from. And with the pace of technology and change at the moment, we're going to need that young blood coming through the organizations. And we need to be able to nurture that and grow it and embrace it and make sure that it really is part of manufacturing for the future.
It looks like it's going to be a very interesting year, Kevin.
Well, they keep getting that every year. It's the pace of change is increasing. The time seems to be going faster. And, I love working in this industry. And I think if we can get the right people in, if we can keep people inspired, we can keep people looking at the positives and the hope that is there and the amount of good work that manufacturing does. I think the challenges are going to be infinite. But that also means the opportunities for us to keep growing as individuals are infinite also.
Right. Well, we'll work to dig deeper into some of these challenges and speak with some people around the industry and get their perspectives. It's going to be a great year. Kevin, really interesting conversation today. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
That is our show for today. Thanks very much for listening to the Make It Right podcast. And please share it with your colleagues. We'll see you again next time.